Shusafi Mari. Hold him by the Sigil on Masasik, the last of the Mlecht Makshevises. That means you know we have a Pasik by Yakel by the Mishkan that says Mlecht Makshevis, a Horb Tulim Besairo, the Gmar Chagigin Adaf Yod. And there are six or seven different Mlecht Makshevises. That means you set off for this man, Kuv Kimel, Kuv Beis and Beis, Kuv Oistim Lachum, Lachum Eskiemis Beshabis, the idea of Kiyum. The Makor for that says the Rashba brought down by the Bialoch and Simon Shin Mem from Lachum Eskiemis. The second sugya we had in Dafkuv Gimel, the idea of Dov Shem Eskayavin, separation is parameters. The third sugya we had in Dafkuv Gimel and the Mishnah Kuv Dalid, the idea of Shino and Kalaach Hayad, says that Achronim is Lachum Eskiemis. A fourth thing we discussed is the sugya of Chachi Shir. The Shbam, he at least understands Nichli Geder Achsonim Lachum Eskiemis. A fifth thing, the mission of Hema Beis, Kol HaMakalkalim is Paturim, says the Mepharshim Mitzad HaSugyo, Mor HaChagigo, Atz Melech Makshevis. A sixth thing, Kovav Menalav, Sugyo Melech HaShein Tzich Lugufoi, is Achsor Melech Makshevis. Those are the six things we learned already. We did the order of the Mesechta. The last thing is Mesasek, our Sugyo, which really under the Prat, of Dov Shem Eskavin, a chelik of that inyo over here, Achsor Melech Makshevis. Therefore, once we covered all the Melech Makshevises, Rosh in the next few years, when we finish all Shabbos, constantly we'll get back to the ideas over here and negate the Sugar of Melech Makshevises, negate to every single of the Lamedes Melechas. Therefore, for example, next week we start the Sugar of Tzedor, Tumat, the whole entire Simmon can get involved in the Sugar of Mesasek, and Kilkul, and Eni Miskavin, and Pesek Reisho, and Kedoymo. That's Gemara Chigigo, Daf Yod. A Horm Kulim Besairo, the Gemara says, we learn from the case in Mishkan, explains Rashi, Melech Makshevis, before Shi Gemara. Gemara seems to understand it, negate to Melech Hashem to Yilgufay, the idea negate to Kilkul. Negate to Asuk Yimisasek, we have a Gemara of Ayin Bezim Bez. Gemara has two cases over here. First, a case of a person, Makbias Atolosh, and he cuts Mechubar, that situation, Lekuli Amo Yepater. However, when a person that comes to have Kavonah to cut Tolosh, and he cut Mechubar, that's Machloikis. Rava says Yepater, and Abayi says Yechayiv. Rava says over here, Yechayiv, Kasar Kosod, Yer Kavonah to the act of cutting. Rava says, Yer Kavonah for cutting, but not Kavonah of cutting for the Isser. Therefore, you have to have Kavonah for the Isser. Now, to make it simple, we stick with Rava, because we know Machloikis Rava versus Abayi. You're passing like Rava, Chutz Be'al Kagam. So we'll stick with Rav as a Mahalach over here, that the idea is, you need Kavona for the Isser. A second thing, what is the Kimt over here in the Gemara that we're discussing? So Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. You have to realize, Rashi explains, signing the Rashi of the Sefer, that we're discussing two separate things over here we're discussing. That means in the case of the Rashi, a person tried to pick up one thing, tried to pick up the Sakin, and at the end of the day, he cuts something else that was a case of Mechubar. That's the case according to Rashi, Lukul Yama is Potter. The Sefer is, when you try to cut one thing that's Talish, and you cut something else that's Mechubar, that's Machloikis Abaya and Rava, and according to Rava, you need Kavanah for the Isser, if you don't, you're Potter. Seth Tosfos, it's Meduik in Rashi. Then let's say you try to cut Mechubar, and you cut a different Mechubar, according to Rashi Yechayev. I mean, the whole case in the Gemara is you're coming to do a case of cutting a Talish and you cut Mechubar. But let's say you cut Mechubar, this Mechubar, you cut other Mechubar, according to Rashi Yechayim. For Tosfos, the Gemara increases in Daf Yitessan Beis Shmuel. Shmuel says over there, someone comes to Malakit Ta'inim over here, and he's Malakit other Ta'inim, Nichle de Geder, Chthor Malach Mal Shevis, and the person is Potter. The Evo Kamal Tosfos, it says the Kimt over here is not discussing two separate objects, discussing the same exact object. Sign the Ration, sign the Sefer. The case of the ratio, a person tries to pick up a case of Tolush, and that thing itself was Mechubar. And the case of the Sefer, it tried to cut something that's Tolush, and he cut something that's Mechubar. Both those cases, Rava hold his Potter, and the Sefer, the Sugya increases is, they're coming to discuss two separate objects, come to Malakit one Tainim, and get the other Tainim, Moisir Shmuel, that case is also your Potter. To explain what Tosfos means, back to me, it comes out, that he really says there are two ideas of Mesasek. There's Mesasek of Kol HaTorah Kulo. That's what we're discussing over here. That's Rav and Abaya. And there's Mesasek of Shmuel or Melech Makshevis. To explain, Tosfos says, and we're discussing a sugya of Asher Chotopo Prat Mesasek. That's a sugya in Kol HaTorah Kulo, a pasuk in the case by Karbonis. Over there we're saying we have to have kavona, and it says Rava kavona for the Isser. Kavona is enough, you have to have kavona for the Isser, no kavona for the Isser. The Mice says Rava Yapater. There's a second case, that by etzim, in this first case, you have to realize, according to Rava, you did Mamashi Machshava, you did what you wanted. Not kavona for Isser. That means you come to do the act of cutting, we thought it was Talosh. You did not know the Mitzvah, not kavona for the Isser, but you did your kavona. Said Taishas, that's not our Sugyo. That is our Sugyo. Mashek is a second Sugyo, increasing the Afyutas, when a person did not do his Machshava. Chsorn and Malach Machshavas, a second Sugyo. He tried to Malach at these Tainim, he got different Tainim. I mean, he tried to do a Malach at the Raiso, he did a Malach at the Raiso somewhere else. That's it, did a Malach Machshavas. That means we have two ideas of Masasek. Again, one is Yakavona 100% for what you did, but not Kavona to Isser. That's Masasek of Kol Tarakulo. Mashenkin, the case of Masasek of Shabbos of Shmuel is you did not do your Machshava Kiyuzer. You try to do a Malach to Isser, but you did not do Malach to Isser to this thing, you switch things. That's the din of Malach Machshavas of Shabbos. That means it comes out before the two Machleks in Rashi. Tell you this over here. That means the person has a case over here that he comes to cut and he thinks it's Talush and it really was Mechubar. The same thing according to Rashi, that's not Masasik. According to Taishas, that's Masasik of Kolatoro. A case he comes to Malakit, these Tainim, and he got other Tainim. According to Rashi, that's not Masasik. According to Taishas, that's Masasik of Shabbos. To keep it simple over here, the Ilm seems to go with Taishas, according to Rava. That means you look at the Ramban, look at the Rajbo, you look at the Ritva, and the Malachim, they seem to go like Taisvis. Again, with the Mavucha, what the Rambam over here holds. But to make it simple, we're going to go number one with Rava, and number two with Taisvis Mahalach and the Sugyo. That means number one, you go like Rava, one for Isser. And number two, there are two different Masasiks over here. Masasik Kolotar Kulo, like Nika, one for the Isser. And Masasik Shabbos, the Chson of Malach Machshavis. Once we have these two Masasiks, we have to understand what is Masasik, what's Shogeg, what's Emes Kavan, what the Chalukim over here, the basic understandings. So first, usually, by the case of Shogeg, when Duam Loch on Shabbos says a Shogeg, explains Rashi Be'os and Dafayim Beis, he says, Be'esem Shogeg, you know exactly what you're doing. It says Rashi, except either you do not know Shabbos, or you do not know that this Moloch is a Moloch that's a Surah. People do not know, for example, salting vegetables on Shabbos is ulcer. That's a shogeg. So, Gemara, black or white. That's a shogeg. He knows exactly what he's doing. Just don't know it's ulcer. Or he thinks it's during the week. That means the difference between a shogeg and masasik is very simple. It says, Rashi, shogeg is a case I know exactly 100% fully what I'm doing and I did it. Except, I either do not know it's Shabbos, or don't know that the moch itself is ulcer. But my pula I did, my kavon I did, and I know what I'm doing. Just the issue I did not know. That's simple. So put Shogeg to the side. The main challenge is, what is the difference between Ein Miskaven, the case of Misasek? Both these cases over here are situations when a person does something unintentional. He did not know what he's doing. And Besim, you have to ask this question, what is the difference between the case of Ein Miskaven against Misasek of Kol HaTorah Kulo and Misasek of Malach Machshavas? You have to analyze both these questions. Because again, we have two Misasiks over here. So what is Misasik called Tarkula? What's Misasik of Shabbos? What's Eini Miskaven? So I assume the Ilm Surah of Al-Khanan, when he writes the Chalapay, Simchav Gimel, Ois Gimel, he discusses the case of Al-Khura Misasik of the case of Kola Tarkula. That's his comparison over here, discussing a case when a person, as a case of Tolush, really was Mechubar. He says the Chilak over here is that he compares the Sugya of Sekreshul Sha'avar, basically. And therefore he says, when I do not know the Metzias, a chson in the past, that's a dinamis asik. Animus kavan is, I don't know what's going to happen. The bench, I take one place another. Sometimes it will happen, sometimes it won't happen. That means it comes out that misasik, the situation of kolo tarikulo, is a valid case of psikratio. Except I do not know the Metzias. The chson is my das, the Metzias, I do not know what over here. The Metzias is, I think is tolosh. And Be'etz is Mechubar. My chson is the lack of knowledge of the facts that are in front of me right now. That's Mesasik Kola Torah Kulo. Ein Miskaven is, I know everything, single fact in front of me. I know everything. Except I don't know what's going to happen.
Although,
We'll get to the. I assume what you're asking. But that's what Ruchonim writes. It's very clear. The chilik is the mesasek of kolatar kula is when I do not know the metzias. Masha inkein and miskavin is I know everything, except I know what's going to happen over here. Sometimes they'll make a chwitz. Sometimes they'll not make a chwitz. That's why I'm going to get to mesasek kolatar kula. Now what's mesasek? The special dinah melech bach shevis. They get to our sugyo. First, the case of Enemus Kavin. So, the Olim Shul Aruch Shabbos, I assume they did, he starts off the Sugya Misasik with two paragraphs in the footnotes. The first one is comparing what's the difference between Misasik and Kol Torah Kula versus Enemus Kavin, basically like a Bechonim. The second paragraph he asks, now, what's the Chilukah of Misasik of Melech Mal Sheves versus Enemus Kavin? They come along and he says, there's a difference. The case by Misasik is, I have Kavona for Isser. That means Enemus Kavin, I have Kavona for Heter. Then you bench one place to another. Except the David study happens. Misasik is I have Kavona for Isser. But what happened? I cut the wrong Isser. I try to cut these Tainim, they cut those Tainim. That has nothing to do with Enemus Kavin. Enemus Kavin is I have no Kavona for Isser. Misasik is I have Kavona for Isser. Machshava did not happen. Or he says another example. A case also when I have no Kavona, I have a rock in my lap, the Gemara and Chavova and Bezal Babakamo. And I stood up, and the rock falls down. That's the case of psik ratio. By psik ratio, there's no head to Enemus Kavin. Psik ratio, called the chicken's head. Since I did not know the rock's on my lap, you have a head to a misasik. That means, where is the chilik misasik versus Enemus Kavin? A very important chilik. Is misasik is a case, is number one, in a case where it's not kavon for Isser, and the case could be a psik ratio. That means, be a head to Enemus Kavin, it cannot be psik ratio, not kavon for Isser. I mean, the simple Havana Chilik, which will get numerous cases, seems to be an argument how to look at things. Again, Misasik of Kolotar Kul, Misasik of Melech Masheves, what is that? Of Kavona for Isser. And it could be a psik ratio, it still has a head to Melech Masheves. Aloch Lemaisa, how do we pass into this question of Misasik? Now, we have really three options. Deraisa, Drabonon, Mutter. We also have to realize this question applies to two cases, Misasik of Kol Torah Kulo and Misasik of Melech Mal Sheves on Shabbos. And it really comes out, in every case in Shabbos, you really have two Misasiks. You have Misasik B'Klali of Kol Torah Kulo, you have Misasik in Shabbos. So let's go through each one. First, Misasik of Kol Torah Kulo. In general, is it D'Raisa, D'Rabbanan, or Mutter? So come along with Kiveger, so the Truma and Semeches. He's very clear. He says, "I want a machadish davar chodesh, nearly davar chodesh. That since the pasuk in Vayikra, in the case of kavanas, asher chotu ba pratam misasik, in the case of kavanas, it's passing you from a korban, but still you even iser deraisa. That means asking kol tar kula, you even iser deraisa. What's nafkamino? Doesn't know about it. He says nafkamino is kom lebi rabim lei. If the case over here, you're not even iser deraisa, and a dinner on." Shabbos and Kol Torah Kula, you'll be a potter for the moment over here. But since over here is Isidir Aiso, the Lochan again, Kamle Bidirabine, the Shigas of Isidir Aiso, will say Kamle Rabine, you're a potter in the moment. I mean, the Makiva Egan, the Makhadish, a Chidish Godel, the Pashil and the Sugim is Asik, saying it's not Chayiv, saying not Chayiv Korban, but it's Isidir Aiso. Nearly Dov Chodosh. Well, so the Orch Shabbos clearly went this way. He went through a couple times in the Orch Shabbos. He says, we pass in the Issid of Eisel over here. Atzad HaSheni, they point out, Nimush Yishonim and Achreinim will argue with the Chiddush of Kiveger. There's a Rambam, Nisir Biyo, Parak Aleph, Loch Yud Beis. He writes over there, when someone's Baal Arayis, whether it's a case of a real Arvo, a case of Lavin, a case of Shniyos, a case of Misasik over there, since Shekein Neno, the loch of Misasik do not apply by thinking Shekein Neno, if you're responsible for your action. It says Orsameach, says Blachonon, what if you come on Shekein Neno? According to Kiveger, the loch is, even in a situation where Asher Chotobo has come tell you party from a korban. No korban by love, by Shnias. Anyway, by Shnias is a korban? Why not? Don't come on Shekein Neno. It's the rice anyway. It's the rice anyway. So we'll ramble, what?
Chiddush is they weren't chayav a korban when he's not shnius. Again, there is such a purpose.
They're saying the fact that the Kastamishna explains Shah the Ramah the Chiddush over here by these cases come to Mechadish over here. Again, this is the, I'm saying over Chonah or Samech, over Pshat the Rambam, Zeraya against Kivagir. And all the writers from different Rambams. And one time, the fact that they put it under the category Shkeinana, you do not need the Svaro, according to Kivagir, either way, it's the Raiso. When I come to the Svaro, Shkeinana. They want to see the Chonah being before Shir, arrive it. The Raiva discussing a case of Mitzvah Tzrichs Kavono. The Loch is, as arrive it, Negerta Chilo, even though you have no Kavono for it, Shani Mitzvah Chilo Shkeinana. What Shaykh is Shekeinano? Either you have no, it's still in the Raiso, and therefore there's no chilik whether between the mitzvah or Navero, it's always nichlik klomo the Raiso, and therefore what Shekeinano have to only negate the sugya of a carbon over here? Says the Mulchanan, clear from the Raiva, the fact that he put the sugya Shekeinano negate the mitzvah, negate the sugya of mitzvah Chavono, is clear that the idea of Misasik will part you from the din the Raiso over here. The Kivek himself brings down the Nesivus. The Nesivus to Mekor Chaim. He says the Loch and the Gate of Pesach subject to the Nesivus. Why in the world we do not know this chometz in the house? You're even showing you by Avero. Why are you even bali off for? Kivek according to him, it's very good. That means the Nesivus might argue with him. Reb Chaim al Rambam, he comes along and says that a person when he's misasik on a case of Shafer or the case of doing any mitzvah, might is not yet to the Why? Because not nichol again doing any mitzvah. What do you mean? A misasik is nichol that he did the pula per se. Just he's not responsible but the carbon shemoy. Therefore, the Stormbach, the Raya of Chaim held is nichol together of Yakovono. That's nichol together of misasik is potter. The Mude'or, the Eglital, at least in the case of Kreitzer, he says over the famous words that the Kivagi says davar chodesh and he omer chodesh osim min haTorah. That means the Eilim will say over when someone says davar chodesh, they say back chodesh osim min haTorah. One of the Marmakomis are coming from is the Egle Tal, and he says on him Kivagi, you're saying davar chodesh osim min haTorah. A Meisel should be a case that's smoother. The Arshai, the Eretz Tzvi, the Pachad Yitzchok, the Blitzke Blazer, he's discussing when a kid doesn't have a on Shabbos, one say Avad is only in case of Misasik, and Misasik does not mean potter. Misasik means mutter, Avad means mutter. Shomazama points out, we mentioned on the case on Thursday, that the newest tshuva is trying to defend Klali, so why they're not that much makbed on bugs in the food. There's a Shiva Tzion, the son of the Neid of Yehuda. There's a Shiva about it, and then Mebaruch, and the Dr. Tshuva, and the base of Fahim, all discussing, what's the problem? It's Misasik. Misasik Lamaisa, not even Issa Deraisa. What's the problem over here? Pasha is saying a case over here that's motor. Should be motor. I can say Shekin. What?
If you know it's there, Roy, we said about the things.
I have no Kavona. I don't know for sure. I know 100% they're there. 100% you're right. You know 100% they're there. You don't know 100% Misasik. I Shekin Nena. Shekin Nena is on the food, not on the cloyum, not on the bugs. By Shekin Nena, no one has Kavona for the bugs. No one enjoys the worms over here. Everyone wants.
They knew they wouldn't need it.
Right. So the Shekinah is on the vegetables and the fruits, and the fact that everyone has to answer Misasik, either as Tim Tomalay, Eshlevue, other swords over here, according to Kivagi, is it Isa? What's the question? What's the Raya or the Sigurd to defend Minik Lysol of any bug beside the Sigurd Misasik? So we see from these Gedolah Achorinim, the Chor, this idea that's not Nichol and the Yisayd over here, of being Isser Isa, Avad its motor. Now Stromach brings down. And he knows the Maisa Mesil Salanta wrote a letter to Rekiv Eger. Why in the world are we worrying about bugs over here? And the Maisa Nichol Sugya Misasik. Rekiv Eger did not write back. So Salanta, he met with Shlomo Eger and asked him, "My hi, your father didn't write back to me. What happened over here? What's going on?" She says, "Your father, Mitzad Nevis, didn't want to write back to you that he held Nichol Esther Dereiso. Misasik is part of you from a carbon." That's why he did not write back to say the Maisa, "You missed us to the Sugya Misasik." I'm saying over Rosh Tumor Chayitzi Chaldal Sim Kup Tzadi. You don't want to repeat again the Tzadik of Hirsch Bissalant. Find the one who became Rabbi Iwa, and therefore he went back, right back to Misasik Yavin Isser. That means Tol Salant understood that Misasik Yavin Isser is Motor. So Maisa, we have numerous, we're showing the one Medayik and numerous Poshkim are very clear on Misasik, not like Kivagir, the Pashto of the Sugil of Maisa is Motor. The Gam Kivagir says, it's the Raisa, and Orch HaShabbos when it's the Raisa. Fine, but those ones we never kivagir. That's again the misasik of kolot harikulo. The gate to misasik of Shabbos is it a heter melech makshavas? You have the same exact question: is it the raiso? Is it the rabbanon? Is it mutter? So first, there is an interesting onigyontif when he quotes him kivagir onigyontif a few hundred years ago. He wants to argue with kivagir, and he wants to say a chiddush that even by the case of Shabbos and nichol the gate of a deraiso, unless you do not do a maisi yadayim. person stands up and falls off his lap, that's a case that will not be the raiso. Masha enkein, when a person, when he has a yitzeh chayip and machat, he put it inside his baget, or he throws something, he's 2 amas, he goes 4 amas, that since there might be a dime, even misasek by Shabbos being isn't the raiso. Find a massive chiddush over here, numerous achronim want to argue vehemently against him. He wants to say misasek and Shabbos the raiso. However,
that's according to
Rebbe Kireya. By Shabbos? Kireya is causing Misazik called Tar Kulo. Misazik is Shabbos, Melech Kod Shabbos. The Oini Gyantif. Come along with Kireya, and the simple reading of Kireya, we'll get to 2 ways how to read of Kireya. The simple reading is, he's saying by Shabbos, the Issa Dirabonon. As my Mokhman, where he's coming from, he points out, is there's a Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph, Gloitzer Chayip Machtoi. A tailor should not go out with his machat inside his baggin, some lecha sheicha. Why Shem Yishkach? He might go out at night with his machat inside his baggin. That means the whole entire week they take the needles, they put it inside their clothing. I come close to Shabbos to make sure it's not there. In fact, Tosfos, so what happens? He puts it on his baggin, he walks out Friday night. No melech machshavos. So what the world make a ksera for? Is that Tosfos? It's understood from Tosfos. Bishlam according to Bayez, Geiz, Gzeil, Gzeiro. The Seder. But according to Rova, it's not Gezel, Gezel, Gezel. Why the world would make it, why would it come to be a Machmer? And the Chayit should not go with, outside with a Machat inside his Begin. Says, meaning, what's Gezel, Gezel? You put in Erev Shabbos, and Gezel, they'll walk out on Shabbos, and Gezel, Otter case of Kavono. That's Gezel, Gezel. So Tosfos, according to Rova, that's not the Gezel, Gezel. The reason why it's going to be also over here, because he'll walk out on Shabbos. And then he'll remember, I'm a machat v'get at Shabbos. It's a gzeru otter shogging of Shabbos. Not a gzeru otter case of his asik in Shabbos. It's a gzeru otter shogging in Shabbos. Come along, Kveg, and he says, let's think about it for a second. He said, according to Bayah, it's very good. According to Bayah, he'll go out Erev Shabbos. And if he goes to the gzeru, they might go out on Shabbos. If you go out on Shabbos, what is it? Zuchson machmach Shabbos. He said that the idea of asik is mutter on Shabbos. It's a gzera onto something that's mutter. It's not just a gzera, it's a gzera onto something that's mutter, onto something that's usher. That doesn't make any sense over here. David wants a tiny one, he really puts 2 things together. He says, first of all, I just said the kultar kulo, that the misasik is dinderaiso. Therefore, built upon this, we have a right to extend the misasik by Shabbos, is a dinderabonon. What right have to make up dinderabonons? He says, we know by Melech Machshavos is certain ones to do Abadon. We know Melech Hashem Tzrich L'Gufay, according to Reb Shimon, is still potable Osir, a Gam Mitzah Heter, in Melech Machshavos. So since we established we have a right to ask the Misasik B'Kol Tar Kulo, and we have a right to make Misasik be a Din Dua Abadon, like all Melech Machshavos is on, certain Melech Machshavos is on Shabbos. Therefore, Negeta Shabbos, here also, according to Abaya, we have a right to say that the Din Dua Abadon Misasik of Shabbos. And therefore, Tosfos having been makes a lot of sense. Tosfos says, Bishloim, according to Bayo. The fact that going on Erev Shabbos is Gzeil, Gzeil, it's Gzeil, or to what? Misasik on Shabbos. Misasik on Shabbos is Dindu Rabbonon. So, Gzeil, or to Dindu Rabbonon, which is a Gzeil, or to a case of the rice over here. So, simple reading, Kirega is coming out. The Misasik of Melech Moshevis, or Shabbos, is Nichol Negedim Isidu Rabbonon. Now, the obvious question is, what's the nafkamina? Come to ask that person has no idea what he's doing. To make it Issa Rabbanon on him, but he's not going to stop doing it. Because he doesn't know about it. So what's the point in making Issa on him when he doesn't know what he's doing? Says Kiveger, what's his question? What's the starting question of his tshuva? Does somebody else have to stop him? That's a starting question. That means coming out. The Issa Rabbanon is saying what? Mechayv other people to go stop him. That's he said over here. That means that even though whether Yehovah's Asik is the right, you have to stop him. Whether Miss Asik is the Rabbonon, you still have to stop him. I get involved with the Shegi the Rabbonon and the Sivis over here. Because the Sivis, my servant, the Rabbonon, my son's mutter, even the Rabbonon over here. So my son, especially on Shabbos, we have Mishavu and Simon Shalom Adalan that says a Shegi on Shabbos, he says you only have to fast 40 days, according to Chai Odom, it's very Yisrael. And therefore, the place can say whether the Sivis agrees on Shabbos or he passes on Shabbos, the Shegi the Rabbonon is also. Therefore, when a person does a very on Shabbos as a Shegi Rabbon, he has to do tshuva. Only 40 days he has to fast. Not more. Do I say he has to fast more? For this reason, what negate to the other person? What's the gzeru here? The gzeru is someone else has to go stop.
According to that, Misasik also has to fast.
According to this, right? That means the nafkimina is someone else doesn't stop him. That means, but why did Chazal do it for? The Chazal didn't do it to make him fast. That means Kivek is saying, we're not coming. The Chazal did it for to all the people to go stop him. That's core of the point. Kivek is saying true, but why did Chazal make him do a bundle for? He'll end up having to fasting. That's correct. But why Chazal is not coming to make people fast? Chazal coming to make your bonds to make other people stop him from doing something like this. Therefore, the Mishnah is saying, "Misasik of Shabbos is a dinner upon him." That means there's a choice fall. But Baron Kotler has a tshuva, two tshuvas. Him dal sim hey, discussing the gate to secure the refrigerator when the lights on. He discusses, "What's the big deal? Let a person who does not know about it open up the refrigerator door. Or you go get some in the street. Tell him, no, can you get me something for the refrigerator? What's the big deal?" So he says, Baron Kotler, very simple. You have to stop him. He quotes up Kivegan Seminchas, you have to stop him. That means he does not know. I mean, Moshe, sometimes I will put on the Shabbos mode on my Shabbos refrigerator, and I'll go to Shul. My 5-year-old cute daughter will go on and change the buttons. I said, now the lights are back on. And the kids are like, well, Tati's coming home. He doesn't know. He'll open the refrigerator and we'll get things out. Do they have to stop me? According to this idea, the simple reading of Kivegan, the lights are that they have to stop me. That's a simple understanding. That chiv lafisha because it didn't know when I open up the refrigerator, and therefore you read the Archa Shabbos. He writes 8-9 different times in his couple of pages over here that according to Kivegar, there's issa de rabbanon negate to the idea of misasik negate to melach makshavas. Asad Hasheni, you can argue from 2 points. One is, who says we pass on Kivegar? I mean, you have to realize the Chorban Kivegar is really building off the idea over here of what he said beforehand. That what's misasik and kolatar kulas dinder aiso misasik therefore by Shabbos dinder abonon. We pointed out that most Rishonim and Pais came to the Chor disagree that misasik kolatar kula is mutter. I mean, the Chor, anyone who holds kolatar kula is mutter. Who on Shabbos ma'aseh holds is mutter. I mean, new Zar Chorim seem to argue that's aleph. Bezes will bring down list of Pais who do disagree by the case of Shabbos. If it's interesting, you look for the word Misasik in the Gemara in Shabbos, 157 blad over here. So I put it in the computer, and it comes out 4 times. But never means the word Misasik, what we're discussing that sugi over here. That means people ask me in Ayin Beis where the word Misasik is. Rashi, Tosfos, it's not in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara, when it says it in the Masechta Shabbos, the 4 times never meaning the word Misasik we're discussing right now. But one time, my father, every time he makes a seim on Shabbos, so the last sugi to make a seim, the third to last word of the Masechta is the word Misasik. The mamish, the last line in the sector is word misasik. Over there, discussing a case where Rabbo went inside on Batyo, he's playing with a rope, measuring it, and the Gemara discusses not makom mitzvah, how to go measure. So Gemara says it's misasik. Misasik is mutter. Fine. You have to know what the Gemara means, and every time my father makes a scene, he has another pshat. Fine. So the question is, what does misasik mean? It says over there, this is going on the page in every Gemara. He sends you to the sugyo of our sugyo daf, I am bezo and bez. It's saying to the sugya of Shmuel increases daf yutes. He says it means the same exact idea. There's mutter, here's mutter. It says ayin shom. The Gemara says misasik is mutter. Says I'm listening going like ayin beis and beis and like sugya increases. That means he's saying misasik is mutter. Now again, you have to know what it means in the last line of Masechta. But he's clearly saying the Gemara is saying that what Rabbah did was mutter. And the Nisik going and says it means the same idea to all the misasiks. The Ben Ishchai has a shuva about when a person washes his hands on the floor, there's dirt there, did not know that someone put seeds inside the ground before Shabbos, and then it starts sprouting. He asks, does he have to go do shuva? The Ben Ishchai, that's Misasik, you Shabbos. So I'm not on Shabbos, it's mutter. No, do kapara. Don't do shuva. Why Misasik in Yisra for? The Chokal Alocha, he says, even though the Gemara has a lashon of potter, potter might be the word mutter, mach Shabbos be'etzo, the Shtomer brings down from a Chaim Brisk, they say the person, if he got, when he went outside on Shabbos, he had things inside his pocket. He comes back home, he sees, oh my gosh, I carried on Shabbos. What to go do? It's not a sugi of tshuva, I did an issa over here. So he says, Mitzamis asik of carrying is no chiv tshuva ki yuzeh. Not responsible, asik is mutter. Yeah, even in issa, the chayim odl mashpi begod of erev Shabbos. Did you tshuva, you have to check your pockets. But the fact they carried, ma vaya, what's the problem? Chaim Brisk. The issim chayim Kanievsky in the gate to Abdullah. The look where there is, a person cannot use an Arab dollar in the net shalosh shavas. Has to be shavas. That means if an Averu was done with an Arab, you cannot use a $5. That means if a Yidla and an Arab on Shabbos, you cannot use a $5. If you lit up a mokum koch nefesh, mokum mitzvah, you can't use it for Avdolo. So Yisrael Chaim Knievsky, let's say a person lit in there, be misasik. Can you use it for Avdolo? So Chaim says, that's not my son, Vera. You can use it for Avdolo, no problem. That's what Chaim is saying. That's not nechlegeda Vera. So we have those maisu, number one, who argue with Kol Tarkula, certainly argue with Koran Shabbos. Those who argue clearly, even in the case of Shabbos. Let's even analyze with Kiv Eger. Take it a step further. Again, the simple reading of Kiv Eger sounds like a Melech Machsheves, Mesasik, should be Dindra Abodon. L'chur, you can ascend. Kiv Eger is saying, a Pshat in a Havamino in Tresvis in a Bayer Shito. You have to realize where the Mahamokim is coming from. A Havamino in a Diak of Tresvis in a Bayer. It's not even four Tresvis. A Diak of Tresvis in a Bayer. The Maskon of Tresvis is, the Rava says, it's Xer Otto Shigus of a Shaggy on Shabbos. That means it could be even a Bayer agrees, it's Xer Otto Shaggy over here. Could be a Meister Rava disagrees with the Bayer. So let's think about it. Let's say you're the girl of Dora knows Kol Tar Kulo, and you come to Mechadish, a massive Kiddush that a Mesasik and the Lechma Shabbos is Isra Bonon. Would you bring Rais to it, Makurus to it? The Khan Mechadish is new Isra Din over here? He says, yes. He's saying a Pshat Nahavmina of Tisvis in the Bayer Shito. That sounds a little bit strange to Mechadish a new Isra Rabbonon that you have no Makor for. Sounds like he's saying, according to what I said, it's very good to have a Mino. I can have a Havamino that way. But to say that Kiv Eger had a Masgona that way, and he held even Isra Rabbonon left Mashemis. Someone should write. Kiv Eger, who knows, call Tarkul, bring me right, show me Makor, show me Indian Makor. Not a Havamino in the Bayer Sheet and Toysis. Elamai says, Toysis ends up saying, Yeshlemi to answer according to Ravo. Once you answer Rava, bike it all the same way. It's Otto Shaggy over here. That means, coming down according to Tosfos, number one, there's no Makar according to Rava. And even according to Bayer, maybe agrees to Rava. Right? According to Tosfos, according to Kiv Eger, according to Rava, there's no Makar over this then.
Sounds like the way he's reading is it says
in Tosfos. Then Tosfos didn't have been, right? That means he's saying in a bayah. He's saying in a bayah. We don't pass like bayah. Pass like rova. Right. In a kasha, it's very good. It's very nice in the kasha. Very good. It's nothing to do with the terrors. Nothing there. Lloyd, if you want this, before Shamban, we'll learn the sugya next week. Sugya tzeidah. Discussing, we close the door. You not know the tzeis inside the house. Says Shamban on the sugya, it's misasik and mutter. Because I know the trees inside the house. Put down by the Bialoch and Simish design. That's Asik and Motu, not know the trees inside the house. Let's take even more. We discuss substick racial shovar. That means not sure the flies in the box, no flies in the box. Numish Rishon and Paiskim, Bialoch Mikdan, the Amban, and the Evil Maisit Smutter. Let's analyze it for a second. Substick racial shovar means I'm not sure the flies in the box or no flies in the box. I'm not sure. We're saying it's Smutter. But when I know there aren't no flies in the box, that's misasik, and that's going to be osir. Think about that again. Subsequation, that might be flies, might not be flies, that's mutter. We take on Kiv Eger's chiddush of misasik, you say the what? Well, I know 100% there are no flies. I know there are no flies. Right, you start off at the beginning of the Kabbalah. That was fun. We did that already. But comes out, then that's a case of misasik. That's the only case of misasik. We're saying that's the case of osir abonon. It can't be. If something gracious is mutter, misasik has to be mutter also. It's like a kol shkein over here. It's pushed that way. And Lamaisa, there is an inyan yotiv when he quotes over Kiv Eger and discusses, according to Kiv Eger, do you have a chiyuv to mafish a person? He says, according to Kiv Eger, and inyan yotiv says, no, maskot of Kiv Eger, you don't have to stop a person. But Yashav brings down of Kiv Eger and Shuvah, they do not have to mafish him. Yom HaZilba said, Kiv Eger saying it's mutter, because that's the place Kiv Eger saying, yes, there's a tzad not having enough toysfas, but the question is, what's the maskana of Kiv Eger? That means there's a mavucha and the maskana of Kiv Eger. The numerous achronim called Kiv Eger, the Gan Olim Sodar Chashabbos, writes numerous times, writes 8-9 times, nicely, even it's
the Rabbanon. The story of
Reb Shtembo, he disagrees. I mean, the machlokes had to be Kiv Eger. What's Kiv Eger's maskana? I mean, his whole point discussing more is called Tarikulo. It's going to not be negated to give Evet, but Akavi throws in the case of Shabbos, which he has a having the places, and that's not really his point over here. Does he have Maskon over here? Says Rabbi Yashiv, says Rabbi Nama Zilba, says the Unigantil, yeah, Maskon is saying it's Motor on Shabbos. No, we'll get to that. We'll get to something else. We'll get to that also. Masasik Rishab is not called Torah Kulo. That's the race. That's partial. That's right. That's black and white. That means this one came out, Lalocho, 2 points. Negate Masasik called Torah Kulo. Kivegas Machadish of Machadish is the race. Those go like him. Maisa, Nushi Shon of Paiskim say it's mutter. Number two, Masasik of Melech Machsheves. Avad is not the Raiso. The question to Rabbonim was it mutter? That someone said to Kivegas to Rabbonim, those were factfic. That those who Maisa Paskin is the Rabbonim of the Urcha Shabbos. Those who Paskin Maisa it's mutter, Nubis Paiskim. And certainly those who say it's mutter called Tarakulo, still will say it's case in mutter in Shabbos. Take a step further. We're saying the Maisa Nubis Paiskim say it's mutter, or some say it's ulcer. Do we have to now stop a person? That was Kivegas' question. Do we have to stop a person? That means if it's the Raisa, you'll have to stop him. If it's the Rabbonim, you have to stop him. Is it mutter? Maybe still you have to stop him. What's a Shiloh? That means the only God when there's a tshuva about it, he writes, according to me, it's the Raisa, you have to stop him. Bar Kol, when there's a tshuva about it, and Torah's full, when they write about it, they write, it's a Dindu Rabbonim, you have to stop him. Some of the Moshon, Evan Esen, the Chelik Dalit, he takes it more. He said the case when a person is true about a mamzer, look in the gate to a mamzer, he says, let's say a person does not know he's a mamzer. The loch is he got married, do not tell him he's a mamzer. He says, why? Because the idea that you're a mamzer is a chilik of issi. Do not know you're a mamzer, there's no isser.
If he got married, what about her?
After he got married. So before he got married, he has other reasons why to be machmer.
And his wife?
She goes, no, no one knows, don't tell anybody. There's no isser. Says the Moshe, believe the idea that a mamzer is no isser. Discuss why beforehand, because it'll be mikshul. Other people know they've been telling us mikshul. But once you know, don't tell the person. Cover the beast, let them be married. So Moshe, I'll be your dimyan. Masasik, let's make shavus. The idea is a chelik. Fellow Moshe, the idea is a chelik of the isser. You do not know the mice, it's mortar. What? Right. He said to give you a dimyan. He didn't say the same sugya. But sugya mams has nothing to do with shabbos. No. It's causing my shabbos. His point was a dimyan by amo. Where do you see the idea that idea is a chelik of the isser? Not discussing a right to sugya mams. That wasn't the point.
There's
a
base in the
building.
If you're a
Kayan,
there's a base in the building.
Shinayim Bay is a shackle there. Very good. Kivega brings down this question. Very nice. Yes, it brings it down. I said, Kivega brings it down. You're reading it. Very nice. Fine. Come on, Ramosha. What? No. So it says Ramosha over here. Speaks out Ramosha. The idea is a chelik of the Isser, but still do you have to stop him? He says, Ramosha. He writes in Tshuva L'chor Mis'asek, he writes his mutter. The Gamin Dibroi says in Simchov Gimel Bob Kama, he goes back and forth, it's a mutter to Rabbonim. He goes back and forth, and he writes in parentheses, after I wrote my whole shtickle, they show me a Kiveger, and he wants to say in Maisa what he says, and he has a bunch of casts against Kiveger. But he Maisa saying by himself, L'chor Mis'asek should be mutter. But still, says in Maisha, you still have to stop a person. So why is before Shigemoro? The Gemara Menachas and Daflam Zayin, the Gemara over there says, the person is walking in the street. He has Abba Kanfis on Shabbos. We should drop him. The halach is it's not how it's so. Maisa it's mutter. It's bottle of the bagan. Chelk of the bagan. But let's say in Shabbos, the maisa that Ravina from Mar Baravashi is walking the street and one of his corners were cut off. So he's left with three canvas, three corners. So now the three tzitzis that he has over here are main characters. Should drop him. What to go do? The Gemara has two lashonos. One, the Gemara says, mitzad sugya of kavod abrius, he did not tell him and wait to get inside his house. Or the Gemara said he told him in the street itself. So the Moshe, either Malach could go with. The only reason why he did not tell him until he got home is how the Sugya covered up Rias. Maisa, Sugya Masasik. So it says the Moshe, even though it's Masasik and it's Mutter, still you have to stop a person. It's a black work and more of an office of Laman Zayin. Even though it's Masasik, still you have to stop a person. Now, first, which Masasik are we discussing over here? Very good. Great machlokes and sip over here. What Masasik are we discussing over here? Masasik called Torah Kulo, Masasik Malach Malshevis. So come to the motion, he says, let's analyze what Masasik we're discussing. He speaks this out. He said, by the case of Arba Kanfis, when you have them there, what happens? He thinks he's not carrying, only as a beged, and it's tofu to the beged. I am not carrying. Not I'm carrying with a hetis of the Moshe. I'm carrying and I'm allowed to be done mitzvah. I am not carrying. Now I come along and only have three kamfas, and once cut off, what happens? Now I'm carrying. That's the chesed of melech machshavas. So melech machshavas be'etzem is mutter, and still before shigmar, I have to go tell a person. So I might say, well, tell a person it's mutter. So that's two reasons. Either he said because of the idea, if he would have known, he will have to take it off. Tell him now. You should know what that means. Or he said because other people will learn from him. Other people will see he did something. He said three kamfas. He said other people, you have to go stop him. He says, since if he would have known he has to take it off, you have to go tell him. I'm not sure what those words mean. That's what he says. He has Mamish one line over there explaining what where the Mechayiv is coming from. Now, what Moshe says, that means even though it's more, you have to go tell him, he does quote with Kiveger, this and the Dibris, and the, really in Dibris, not in Igris. And he says, first of all, the Pelb Kiveger, what bring him Gemara Melach Daf Lam and Zayin, if you got a Gemara. You have a whole tshuva over here to go tell a person, not tell a person. It's a black white Gemara. Why did you get a Gemara? Magi, I think, brings down the Gemara over here. But he says, Yoldai Cheshbin and Toysvis, so he said over here, says the Moshe, is the gear to the Suga of Mesasi Kultar Kulo, for Shabbos. You can make the whole Cheshbin without your idea over here. Of get involved with Chesed Guvah, why do you have to get involved what Mesasi is the Kultar Kulo for? Void, come down according to Moshe, it's not only Zebzeh, Din Echiv Loidea, the gear to the Din of the Issa Shavoy. So he has a bunch of kashas that goes on, and Dibris, a bunch of kashas gives him Kiveger. But Echshia, his maskon is, even without being mutter, still you have to stop a person. Still you have to stop him.
That's only by
like, except by Mamza, Kovah Nabi says once you're married, not to. He says once you're married, just like the Sugi said, Kovah Nabi, you have a heter. Mamza also don't tell him it's not a Sugi of Kovah Nabi. Guy's married,
you
right?
You have to market people from
nobody knows.
There's no Isser. There is no Isser. As Kovah Nabi is, again, it's married, but not before you're married. Then once you're married, Maisa's mortar. So Maisa again, the loch is, come on, all swam say you have to stop a person. Whether to Dereisa, to Rabbon or Motor. I'm interesting, in your Kiveger, Hadin San is Maskono, or Biashim Kosovo Kiveger, you do not have to stop a person. But in order to go to Kiveger, you do not have to stop a person. So Kiddush.
You only have to stop him because they have to come.
You have to stop him, even though what he's doing is a pull on smutter. That means, first, what comes out? Misasek, you have to stop a person. Whether it's Duraisa, Drabonot, Mot, you have to stop him. Whether Misasek, Koltoy, Kulo, Misasek, and Shabbos. Mice, you have to stop him. Therefore, let's analyze it. Take it a step further. If you have to stop a person by Misasek, you have to stop a person by substick ratio. It's motor, but still, so Moshe, you have to stop it even though it's motor. That's analyzed. No, Moshe did not say a case that I know that the Mitzvah says I don't stop him. Moshe was no right. Moshe was discussing, can I go do it? Motor, go do it. But it's asking, can also go do it. But I know the facts. I know 100% Mitzvah. I know the flies in the box. I have to go over to you and say, the flies in the box do not close the box. Let's think about it. If I'm not, my Mitzvah, I know there are no flies in the box. Says Moshe, so the place we have to go stop him. Substick ratio, when I'm not sure the flies in the box, of course someone has to go stop you.
Then that means I have to stop myself.
Okay. No, step by step.
I
don't know.
It could be yes, could be no.
Why? Moshe says, as couple other people learn. That's the second Torah. Again, of course no one knows, he can't stop you. I was coming to the Kiveger's question, and the place was saying, if people know, those people have to go stop you. That means the Ilma says, let me go get somebody to open up the refrigerator. Yeah, go get him, then stop him from opening it. You have to stop him. Even if it's mutter, you have to stop him. Says,
why? What's the reason for that?
Yes, why? Because other people will learn from you. Either I will learn from you. I see it, I know it. Stop it. Who's about you? The guy opening it, he can't know about it.
Who's you?
Me? I have to stop him also. Yeah, there's a did not to stop person.
Who's going to learn?
My bar of Ashu is walking the street, and Moshe says, he doesn't have to stop him, except I was covered up Prius. That's number one. Number two, it comes out. So when you look at the sugya, what you're really asking is substick ratio. If you read the Bialocha, it says, you're battering even in case of the rises. If you read the Mishabruah, eventually we'll get to the sugya Besham next week. It says the Mishabruah will come along by case of the Rabbonon, Ein Lahach Mekol Kach. Let's analyze it. Bialocha starts off by Rabbanan Zayim Mishalav Adetz Water. A question to get to the rices, and at the end of the day, we have a banim even mattering the rices. Says the Mishibruah, get rid of all the flies, you're not sure anything inside. Ein lahach mekol kach. You just said the vadit smotim the rice is. It's only case you are bonons. The chura, if just like you have a chiv, someone else go stop you. Who have eshlevu and bekal, certainly you have to go stop yourself.
You don't know.
You don't know. But if eshlevu and bekal, someone else will certainly go look. So it says the Mishnah Berurah, get rid of whatever you can, and then find your abod in lahach mekokach. But this idea to stop even yourself, that means it's a very good one. Mishnah Berurah had that lotion over here. You gotta stop yourself. If Misasik, someone else can stop you, certainly you have to stop yourself. That means the Chiddush comes out, Misasik, do you have to stop people? Yes. And certainly there's a reason over here to deal with yourself. Levar, what's happening over here?
Every time you close your fridge, you should look
up your
supplies.
No, Bekal. Bekal, I said Bekal, just for you. Just for you, I said looking flies in the refrigerator is not Bekal. I don't know what type of fridge you have. Fine. Now let's go through different cases and let's analyze how to apply this halacha. First, the idea where Moshe says walking in the street with your tzitzis, that one tzitzis, one corner is possible. What misasik is that really? Is that misasik kol toi kulo? Is that misasik of Shabbos?
Has to be Shabbos.
No, very good. Perfect.
If it's on
perfect.
Shabbos, it's Shabbos.
No, on Shabbos.
On Shabbos.
That means always the always two melachmas, the two misasiks. That means. So come along. The Olim saw the Orcha Shabbos, right? To the Orcha Shabbos, and he says this misasik of kol haTorah kulo, not like you. Why? Because he says, I know I have Arba Kanvas, I know the Metzias. I know the Metzias. Except I not know I'm doing an Isser. What that? I have no Kavona for Isser. That's Ravo. That's Asher Chota Bar Prala Mesasek. So Kiveg says, the Orcha Shabbos, you're even Isser the Reis, according to Kiveger. Says Rav Moshe, no, you got the wrong Mesasek. Mesasek of Melech Machsheves. Why? When it happens, I'm walking Arba Kanvas, it's Botla Begged, I do not know I'm carrying. Now I have three kavis. Now I am carrying. It's stored in Matthias. Am I carrying or not? That means the machlokes, the Torah to follow. Moshe wants Taina the idea of tzitzis nichol negedo of misasik of Shabbos. So I'm malach mashavis. I do not know I'm carrying. Tashani the eglital went like the sivus and the orchid Shabbos. No, they write this case over. So the eglital machshavis beitzah say that's the case of what I know what I'm doing over here. But not kavod for Easter. They would nichol negedo. It's a great chikol das question. What's the case of tzitzis? Could be a reason you can start crying. That's why we did not bring it down. Take another case. Let's clear. Someone leans against the wall, and the light switch goes on. What is that case? Is that misasik or is that a miskavin? Let's go with Luther understanding misasik. Let's say it's osir. But which one is it? Is it misasik? And if you even insert any miskav and machlokes Yehuda b'Shimon, which is mutter. What is the case over here? So again, the Olim saw the Orcha Shabbos. He writes the case over here. It's misasik umlach machsheves, and therefore l'shitosi he writes even insert rabbanon. And therefore, you only have to fast 40 days. Fine. Only. If you think about it for a second, we start from the beginning. What is misasik versus the case of any miskavin? We said the case of misasik versus any miskavin. Is misasik you have kavona for iser, or a case of psik ratio? When you lean against the wall, you have kavona for iser. Why not? Is it psik ratio? No. Same as kavin. Every time a psik ratio ends up happening, it's not psik ratio. You can bench one place to another. Same as kavin. Sometimes it might make a chavitz, sometimes it's not. When you lean against the wall, not every single time you lean against the wall, the lights which go on. So what is that? That's the core case of any miskavin. So somehow the Orcha Shabbos put under a dinamis asik of Lech Rosheves Drabonon fast 40 days. Maisa, as far as I understand, Nishma Shabbos writes, it's Enim Eskavin. Right, Enim Eskavin. What's Enim Eskavin? I have Kavona for Pulis Heter, and don't study happen Pulis Isser. Again, I take a bench one place to another, and if I do not, it's a Kolshkin. I'm taking one bench one place to another. And I know there's dirt there. If I don't know there's dirt there, it makes it worse. I don't know there's dirt. If I know there's dirt there, then loch is enemies common smutter. When I don't know there's dirt there, now it's going to be worse. It's not again. We start with the beginning. It's asking you, kavona for iser or psik ratio. Yeah, not kavona for iser, not psik ratio.
Didn't Korokhan say that?
That
not knowing the
Messias
makes him
sassy? That's beside Kol Tar Kulo. I said the Messiah, right? I said the two things are there. Misasik and Shabbos, the Shmuel's case, I've kavon to cut one taina and I cut another taina. Malaki, these taina, we got those taina. I've kavon for Isser. I think in Gemara's case, kavon for Isser. And the other case of Sikre, Shikmar Chavav
Abbez.
This is
like the case of Evan. The person doesn't know he has a rock and he gets up and goes down and
the case there is a Sikre, just not Sikre. Take another case. That's like another case. You have a bag. When you rip the bag, sometimes you rip the osius, sometimes not rip the osius. On Shabbos, we open everything before Shabbos, but b'tzini yitam ha'chochem, if you got to, it's a Shalom Bayis issue, fine, mech Hashem, Hashem, fine, you rip the osius over here. Are you, the osius that you, it's not a situation to rip them, and you end up ripping them, are you, either, is that misasek, or is that a case of ain't miskaven?
It's not going to for sure happen.
Not for sure, but it happened.
It's not situation, it's not.
But it happened. At the end of the day, it happened. Is that fast 40 days or more? Pick your choice. What is it? Is it Miss Asik or Miss Gavin? I know the letters, and sometimes they rip the bag, it will rip the oasis, sometimes not. 50% chance.
Why is it different than the bench?
So you're saying a lot of say Miss Gavin? Miss Gavin?
Why is it different than the bench?
What did Orcha Shabbos say?
Yeah,
he said Miss Asik, right? Right then, that's my point over here. Very good. The Archa Shabbos says, when you rip a bag with oasis inside, that might happen, might not happen. At the end of the day, it happened. He says, you're even the Issa Misasik on the left of my Shevis, and therefore he said, Kiv Egis said, they didn't do our bottom, and you're even Issa to our bottom. I'm kind of delete to say what you're saying. Let's first analyze, I have to realize what he did over here. And he asked the question, his footnote, he asked on upon himself, what do you mean? Literally, get it of. Pulis Heter, with David study over here. He says, no, Tanya's, what's a Pulis Heter? Take a bench one place another, that's I'm doing Heter. And then the David study happens Isser. Mashaikin, when I rip the bag, when I get to the Isis, I'm Isik and Pulis Isser of ripping Isis. That moment I'm doing it quickly, I'm Isik and Isser. I'm Isik and Isser, that's the situation for Isser, and therefore that's Misasik. Misasik, I'm going to step up on over here.
Pulling a bench, I guess
that's
part where
you might be goals. So the pell is, the case of the bench, or the case of coming here, anything that you do slowly, lechura, every case of any miscavin situation, according to him, should be misasik. Should not be, I mean, he just knocked away the whole lot of any miscavin. But he writes, once he does the numerous from just follow him, because, you know, the fine, but the BCC themselves, and therefore they just copy and paste, and therefore they just come along, they just copy what he says to ask you, ripping bags on Shabbos, ask moichik. Baruch Hashem over there, in the footnote, which Shmuel Orbach wrote back. He said, what are you talking about? It's Eidim Eskavin. It's Eichlami, if a person over there did not do it responsibly, he works it quickly. And Mustamak ripped the ACS, he said, that's the case of a Shegig. If you do it very, very slowly, and still rip the Chuy, Nechal get of an Einis. Said the Rebbe Shmuel. But stand the case, Eidim Eskavin, 50% yeah, 50% no, Eichlami should be mutter. That's Eidim Eskavin. And still, Orchel Shabbos kept his aloha, kept his idea, even his job on him. Chor just a rayo, if you want. Mishmur says, end of Simon Shemem, calling the Mokavam Eli Rabba, you have a beged, a sweater, you have thorns inside. Says the Mishmur, but Sinner, take the thorns out of your beged, a gamus can go rip it. That's Mamish ripping the bag, it's the same thing. If you do it very slowly, at a certain stage, oh my God, it's going to rip. But what happened? You rip it, you take it out, you rip the bag. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Finally, I found last night one Klavis, actually one time finally says it, so the Archa Shabbat says. I looked around for a while, people to argue. So one Klavis, Leo Bedurim, Yisrael Goldberg, he said he is the Rebbe, Rav Kin Sefer, they agreed with him, of course, not Nichol Geder of Masazik, a lot of Nichol Geder of Enos Kamu, but it's case of Mutter. Take another case. Let that person not know the Metzias of Sik Ratio. Is that Nichol Geder of Masazik or not? For example, let's say, you cut off the chicken's head, it's called Psik Resher, the dinner is even Isser. Let's say you never learned biology, and did not know that you cut off the chicken head, it dies. Never learned biology. Right, a couple years ago, the chicken went around with his head. Right, there's a video about it, that guy had no head. So the question is, so the guy didn't know. He cut off the chicken's head, and it dies. Is that a case of a head of Ein Miskaven? Is that Misastik? Which Misastik is it? I'm a mutter, but is it Misasik? Which Misasik? Misasik Kol Toi Kulo Misasik of Shabbos? What? Is it in the rice or is it? Well, Shabbos, Shabbos, very good, perfect. You guys should be chavrusis. Fine. But my son, which must ask is the chura really depends upon what chonis chakir, what the getter of sekresha is. Is the sort of sekresha a tainu hach, where a kavanah for one then entails the second thing? Whether the obstacle where a kavanah for one, the second thing, I have kavanah for the second thing. L'chur, if you understand the idea of cutting off the head, it's hainu hach, it's one thing over here. The l'chur, you did one pulo, asher chotob ba'pal masasek. I did my kavanah to iser, because this is the same thing over here, except I did not know this iser we had. Kavanah, believe the iser. Masha'enkin, if you take kavanah for one, give me kavanah for another. I did not know about algae, did not know it dies. So it's not giving the kavanah for the second thing over here. There'll be a chsan in Malach Makshevis. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara Chavavan Bey says, when you're rocking lap and he stand up, falls down, I don't know the facts, did the Malach Makshevis. That means the Chura, we have a raya to the side of Bechonon, we spoke out even then, the Lewis Rayas, that the idea of sequesha gives you kavono. Not the idea of sequesha makes it a hainu hach, it gives you kavono. Therefore, once you give you kavono, if I did not know the fact that rock is upon my lap, in the getter of chsan kavono, chsan malach makshavas or mesasek. What's the right that the tzad of chonon mesasek is a chsan in malach makshavas? One example that we discuss is when the person has the eruv down. What to go do with halacha? What category? That means again, we know there are two mesaseks. There's a mesasek when chsan malach makshavas. That means a case over here did not know the lights on the refrigerator. That's mesasek or malach makshavas on Shabbos. Did not know the Erev down is which Misasik is that? Is that called Tarkulo or that the Gedder of Misasik of Lech Malshevis? Which one is it first? So, if you think about it, Batsim, what happens? He knows he's carrying. He knows he's carrying. Except, he thinks he's allowed to carry. Which one is that? He knows he's carrying. Not in the case it sits there, he can argue he does not know he's carrying. He knows he's carrying, but thinks he's allowed to carry. Which Misasik? Shechotaba. He has kavona, but not kavona for the iser. So the chura, the carrying by an eruv, is nothing to do with it, by the case of opening the refrigerator door. What misasik chsan melech makshevis? Carrying is misasik kol tarkulo. What's the locha misasik kol tarkulo? Kivega is very clear. It's the raisa. Others want to say it's the rabbanon. Some want to say it's mutter. That means comes out that the case of eruv down the misasik kol tarkulo. Do you have to tell people? Well, point it out. If it's the raisa, tell them. Don't want to tell them. Even if it's mutter to the Moshe, still you have to go tell them. Still have to go tell them. That means, do we tell people when the Erev is down? The snow comes around, it's raining. Do you tell people when the Erev is down? It's come along numerous forum, they're being down the Shem Daderet, Mordova Baran, Mishlom Zalman, the Shemir Shabbos passed in this way. We do not tell people. Why? To mutter you shaking the Altair Mezidim. People make a mistake, they'll think that carrying in the Erev is not to carry the Chumim Ba'almo, or the Ruggle tool they forget to, and therefore not to go tell them. So first of all, if you know people will listen, Avada, you go up to the Yochid, go tell them. I was once in a certain Shkuna on Shabbos, in a Kira place, and the Rav comes over to me and tells me, you, nice, you know that Erev is not good, don't carry over here, we don't carry here. I'm like, and the Tzimur, they don't even keep Shabbos. Well, fine, let them do whatever they want, you just don't know not to carry. So first of all, you know people can listen, Avada, go tell them. Boy, he comes over to Moshe, he has a Chuman, or a Chaim Chelet Beis, says, let's think about it, you have 100 people in Shul, 10 people will listen, and not 90 people, they ruggle, they'll forget, they think it's a chumrah. What right do you have to let the 10 people do an avera, a gamet b'shegeg? Stop them. Either other people, they'll be amazed. Tzadikim yalchubayi, usham koshlu behem. So Moshe, you have no right to say, what did you shegeg when people will listen?
People will listen.
Well, there are people, there are 100 people here, there are certain people, certain will listen. What does he have to say, what did you shegeg for? There are certainly people who listen. Or certain times they'll listen. How can you make everyone do a very wish to save certain people? Maestro, when this question Chaim Knievsky or the Chodeshani or Mishmer Shalom beforehand, they tell him, we tell the Tzibur. Chodeshani said, that's him in the Klai, so in the air of telling, you tell the Tzibur. Now, could be Chaim and Mishmer talking about the name back, tell the Tzibur they listen. Can't say. But the Chodeshani, the starkest form we had to say, when the air is down, you're even Issa Mesasek. Again, whether it's Dereisa, Vadakum, Kirek, you have to go tell them. If it's Mutis and Moshe, go tell them and go save them over here. Another case, a person does Misasik and Shabbos. Can you have enough from it? For example, let's go look at Shabbos as you lean on the light switch, it goes on, Dichel, get a Misasik. which I don't think it is, but he calls it Masasik. Can you have enough of Maisa Shabbos? Really a question, Simich and Nikhas. But what, can you have enough from it? You'll not enjoy it. People don't think Masasik and Shabbos. Can you have enough from it? So first, the basic idea in the Gaita, enough of Maisa Shabbos. If a person does a din rabbanon, Maisa it's mutter. You can't have enough on Shabbos. If din deraiso, v'shmur paskim, v'mok matzorich, if you're shuggy, you can't be Michael. Otherwise, we're machmer. Negate the situation over here by a misasik. Could a person have enough from it? So come along with the only God of Lishitosai. He says, it's the rice over here. It's the rice that came on Shabbos. But even in the case of the Rabbanon, come along with Shabbos, it brings down Lishitosai Achoinim, he calls him in Chas Baruch, that says, the idea we know we're going to shugging on Maisa Shabbos, we're going to automate it. So if we're going to shugging automate it, let's be Goyza Misasik Otomezit. And therefore, you can have enough Maisha Shabbos. A person leans on the light switch, it goes on, you have to leave the room. You have to leave the room. Lashu Klam comes down this way. Lashu says people will learn from it. I'm not the case of Mezit. And therefore, you have to go leave the room. Now, again, some other reason, there's things I don't understand. Another thing I don't understand over here. Maisha, the end of the day, is that Maisha Issa over here or not? By Misasik and Lashmach Shabbos. You know Maisha Issa over here. So why in the world Bishlam goes to Shugga to Mazik and Mazik and Mazik Isser? Here, why be goes for? And I might tell him Kiva Eger, Nichol the Isser of Drabonon? I can't drop on, there's no Mazik Shabbos anyway. We're not going to Mazik Shabbos Drabonon, only the Isis. So I can't figure out why the Tzad of Yetri Machma. I know the Orchid Shabbos has Yesh Yesh, this one left more powerful over here, but I don't understand the Tzad of Machmim at all. Maisa, even on the Lechma Shabbos, the most of the Isser of Drabonon, Drabonon, there's no Knas on Shabbos. Chutz means that we're going to sugar to amaze it. No ma'aseh is over here. I don't know why to ask a tall person he cannot have enough light. Even when it's time that is massaging, again, I think it's not a case of massaging. Take one last case. In like this costing, someone does things mitzad hergol naturally. He walks in the room, puts on the light switch. Shabbos. What is that? Is that massaging? Is that a shogeg? Is that a miskavin? What exactly is that? People do a lot of things naturally. People, they walk home and they have no idea how to get home. Because they can't naturally go, they go home. They don't know. They get home every day, they do that. That's how they go. What is that exactly? So Bessem is really a case, really, two cases here. One of the person's awake, he does things naturally. And then the person is asleep, he's sleeping, mosquito comes, bites him, slaps it. Fine. Tilt and shum on Shabbos. Did he do an Avera? He was sleeping. So, how do you look at a person that's awake? How do you look at a person that's sleeping? So, negate the case when it's awake. So, if I know when he brings it down, he says Tzorachian. We wrote a question of Chaim, we wrote back Tzorachian. Zilbashini wrote back Tzorachian. The Rebbeat, when he writes to you, it's Yishlachkor. They say Tzorachian. What is really the question? The question is a person had, when he put his hand in the light switch, he had Kavono. He had Kavono, he knows what he's doing. But he didn't have enough Kavono. He didn't think fully through. That means you say the Maisi Yakavono, but if you got it Shabbos, if you got it Samalacho, that's called a Shogeg. What do you say? What happened? He said, I didn't think. A lot of times you ask a person, what? Did you think? And the guy answers, no, I didn't think. Right? Sometimes I get a response, I didn't think. A lot of children tell that to their parents, I didn't think. So the question is, did what happened? He thought, but not think enough? That means he knew he did a pulo, but not thinking off. That's called a shogeg. He thought, but not know Shabbos, not know some locha. Or did you say he did not think? That's the question over here. Who can argue very strongly? Might say he thought at a certain level. He put his hand on the switch. That's the Klai writes about the dechaget of shogeg. Liashiv says I bring a chlorayo. That Liashiv says Shmir Shabbos. I bring a chlorayo. The Gemara said by the case of Shmuel that he's learning. He went and he tilted the nair over to where he was learning. Well, now, how do you do that on Shabbos? Shmuel. Wasn't it being a Chadash Shmeino? How do you think about it? How do you do that? Now we have a whole Gzera Shema Yato. He didn't mean to tell him, he was thinking a certain level, but not enough. The Gemara says Chadash Shmeino. They said, Yashiv said you have to be a Chadash Shmeino in case of this situation. But you had the light switch. That's the case of Shmuel. He thought, but not enough. That's a Shogeg Shabbos. That's a shogeg. You did not know the pool over his ulcer. I said a shady. But he knew what he was doing, and he got a Shabbos. That's called shogeg. That's a shogeg, right? That's shogeg. Very good. Question is: it shogeg or masasek?
He sat there saying, "I'm going to be different."
Right? Fine, but now when he did the light switch, he walked in the house, put it on. What went through Shmuel's head? He did me inside a Hergel. He did me inside a Hergel. That's Mama's Hergel. He know what Shabbos knows. Keshav Shogeg. That's Shmuel Shabbos. That's a Shmuel. So that's the Yashiv Chatzis Shmeino, not the Chatzis. Chatzis Shmeino. Shmack one. Fine, that's what I said. I said the Shmeino. Of course, when they asked him the question, he said, "No, Masasik." There, Tzvi says Masasik. Berkut says Masasik. Then what Masasik? A Melech Mavsheves, the Chorigin of Alvis, Motor not Motor. Take it a step further. The case of sleeping. People do things when they're asleep. Now, really, there are two types of people asleep. The people who mamash can be sleeping and they sleepwalk or walk around the house and they have no idea what's doing is there. I once had one of my older children, he woke up all the night, he went to the garbage, to the bathroom over there in the garbage somehow. I watched him do it, he went back to sleep. I'm clearly no idea what he was doing. Then there's certain people, and I had my kid mamash last night, he woke up, went to the bathroom, and I went over there and I started speaking to him. It took him 10 seconds to respond. I mean, you're dozing, right? People, when they go to the bathroom, most of us respond, it'll take us 10, 15, 20 seconds to respond. We have a certain level of understanding when we are sleeping, not sleeping. I mean, there are two levels of sleeping. Some people are out cold, I've certain kids just talk to sleep, say over stories, they have no idea, clueless. And certain ones are a level of dozing. Lechura, over here, what is a person when they're sleeping? Lechura, you can differentiate between the two cases. A pasha depends upon the loch and the gate of davening. The gate of davening. The first Imchaim al Rambam, he discusses how in the world are people daven have no kavanah the imel of their Kodesh Baruch Hu. Luchuas nichel and the geder writes of Mechayim misasek, and misasek is ma'akim the tefillah. You're not yoytze davening. You're not yoytze davening. It's not a ma'isa tefillah. You're not mechayim shachas mincha ma'ariv when you're davening in your mind somewhere else.
According to the beginning, you are.
Rabbanon, with Meisim. Nach Machsheves, not called Tegel. Nach Machsheves, Machsheves is not there. Not even the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not Kavanah for Koltar Kula didn't have Kavanah for Isser. He has zero Kavanah. So Nach Machsheves says the Chaznish, the Gilian Onim Chaim. What are you talking about? At a certain level, you have Kavanah. You have a certain idea. You're saying the words. At a certain level, there's something's happening over here. He says it might be a dear klusha, it might be very shvach, very low, but kol misasek. If you have a certain level of understanding, you're doing something. It got your mind somewhere else. But somehow your mouth took you somewhere with the words, and somehow you're bowing, and you're hitting, and who's hitting me? I'm hitting myself. Fine, something happened over here. There's a certain level of realization that you're doing something over here that says, Chanish, that's not misasek. That means the Chaim and the Chanish are arguing, and Shemat, the minig oilam, like the Chazanish. But my son, we're serving upon the Chanish, we're diving over here, Yesha Milismoch, that we are diving for the Mel Kosh Baruch Hu. Otherwise, you're not yitzit tefillah to the Chaim. The Chanish, you are diving. It's not the correct way. It's the wrong and hogo. But my son, you're yitzit tefillah that way. It comes out, if you go like the Chazanish, the gate of Sugo Misasik by Shabbos over here, we'll put your hand in the light switch. Or you kill the mosquito and you sleep at a certain level, you understand. It's not nichol misasik, nichol get of a shogeg. I mean, you keep me making on both. You have a choice. Either you have kavanah by davening oimel lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or you fast 40 days. Your choice. If you want to save yourself 40 days, then chanami, you have kavanah every time oimel lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're davening over here. But what is the definition of misasik in a very low level? Depends upon the first Chaim al Rambam. First one. Means a ring yeshivish over here. But the Chaim al-Rambam, what is the definition of misasik? Whatever very low level, is that kavono or lack kavono? Chanish says nichol get a kavono. Therefore, when a person is asleep, he dozes and he walks in his sleep, but he can answer after 10, 20 seconds that nichol level of avono, there'll be nichol get a mishagig then. Go like Chaim al-Rambam can argue the point. Now nichol get a mishagig. But the Chudah and Hogah seem to be like the Chaznish, I hope, I think. And therefore, not that the Hanoi hopes that way, I hope the Loch is like that. The Loch is like the Chaznish. If that's so, come out in the Gerta Shabbos, when someone does something in the very low level of natural, putting on a hand on the light switch, or doing things in his sleep, and he certainly level, he understands it. Again, the people who are out cold totally when they're sleeping, that could be not in the Chaznish of any Kavanah, Ken Zayin, to argue the point. But at a certain level, you can respond back. I mean, Nichol Negeta of Meshugin, not Nichol Negeta of Mesasin. Ma'amed Hashem, we have a week of Chazorah. I think we'll have a Chazorah Chabur on Wednesday, and a Slachor Abba.
Just one?
One Chazorah Chabur?